Legal marketing, from a competent law firm to a competitive one, how to achieve it. This book is applicable to all types of law firms and lawyers, regardless of their specialization or locations, because lawyers share common values throughout the world. When I set out to write this book, I wanted it to be a generous contribution to the reader, full of possible and useful ideas, and with a different concept, a book with soul. I tried to avoid writing a typical marketing book, you know, one around objectives, strategies, actions, schedule, etc. A dialogue helps the reader take part in the book, to have empathy with the protagonists or even feel like a protagonist themselves. The dialogue technique helps the messages and content flow better and make the book a more pleasant experience and easier to understand. The action of the novel is set in a calm environment, in the countryside, in Calanda, a town in Spain. Because I understand a calm environment is ideal to convey one of the book's key messages, that good lawyers actually provide peace of mind to their clients, because in the end, lawyers are in the client's peace of mind market. It is in such environment where the protagonists of the book meet. Tao, a veteran French management advisor, and David, a Spanish lawyer and economist, managing director of a medium-sized law firm with offices in Barcelona, Madrid, Berlin and Paris. Tao helps David discover the best version of himself and how to improve his law firm competitiveness in the marketplace. What is the added value of this book? The work is full of practical ideas, more than 100, as one reader said. This book answers a central question, among others: how a competent law firm can become more competitive. This is a key question, because there are many competent law firms, but only few are leaders in their marketplace. In this book, the reader is going to find solutions to boost their law firm's competitiveness. What is the common denominator of leading law firms? Leading law firms are focused on selling, or in other words, on helping potential clients desire and hire their services, through trust, thanks to trust. Of course, they are also focused on rendering good services. They are not leaders by chance. Leading firms are the ones who sell better and the ones who better manage their perception in the marketplace. Your image, your perceptions should be managed if you want to raise positions. This is where key decisions are taken, in your clients' minds. Where does the law firm's improvement process begin? The firm's and the lawyer's improvement process begins by recognizing that real change begins in oneself. If you identify what you need to improve, accept it, and acquire key habits, such as defining strategies, improving your commercial skills, devoting qualitative time to marketing, and so on, your firm's competitiveness will be boosted. What is more important, technology or marketing? In professional service firms, people are the most important asset. Apart from the human factor, innovation and marketing are the key management tools. It is well known that humans are attracted to the new, and technology, if well managed, can contribute to the productivity and efficiency of a law firm. However, production capacity needs marketing and vice versa. In the end, we need to sell. The management guru of the 20th century, Peter Drucker, once said, "The purpose of business is to create and keep a customer." So, the business enterprise has two and only two basic functions: marketing and innovation. Marketing and innovation produce results. All the rest are costs. Marketing is a distinguishing, unique function of the business. The aim of marketing is to know and understand the customer so well the product or service fits them and sells itself. How to handle your potential client's objections? Objections should be understood as a need for more conversation, for more information about your service. They should be understood as an opportunity for you to gain your client's trust. Avoid justifying yourself in front of the client and focus on what unites you with the client. When a client conveys an objection to you, ask them a question, because you need to discover their real needs and desires. Selling is equivalent to asking. It's by asking that you'll learn. Let me read now two paragraphs of the book. Most firms limit themselves to being deadline meeters. They receive a case and provide the required service. But these firms lack direction, a position in the market that can reduce their strategic risk. That is, the uncertainty about what could happen to them in the medium to long term. It's not important where the firm is, but rather where it is heading. It's essential to have a clear strategy about where we are going. This is the best guarantee the firm has for the future. The main strategy in professional life is to enhance one's strength or virtues and make the potential market not only value them, but prefer them. It is also essential to convert weaknesses that limit our value in the market into strengths, or to at least minimize them. Lawyers and economists spend their professional lives helping clients, but they usually forget to help themselves. I mean, it's not enough just to help clients. We also need to have our own projects, to create our own circumstances. Ultimately, this is a way to create our own path and be free. I'm not exaggerating. Having a project for the firm, a roadmap, and keeping it alive over the medium and long term brings freedom, the ability to create your own circumstances. Maybe the time to seek professional balance has come. The time for you to realize that you don't only have to serve clients, but also yourself. To have a personal project to become a market leader and live a more fulfilling career. Having a well-defined roadmap in the market brings peace of mind. Let's come to an end. Some final thoughts on branding. What is the most appropriate action to promote your corporate or personal brand? Lawyers usually think of a single action: networking, appearing in prestigious media, giving speeches, and so on. The key starting point is something many lawyers don't think about: self-knowledge. It is also the foundation of your corporate or personal branding. If you discover your strong points and weaknesses from your client's point of view, accept them and try to boost or improve them, you'll have the basis of your correct positioning in the marketplace. The more you understand yourself, the more you'll be able to shine as a lawyer.